In the late 19th and early 20th century, my grandfather, Joseph Alonzo Fowler, owned a farm in Durham County near the intersection of Farrington Road and Highway 54. My husband, Tom, and I stopped there recently, and I thought about my family who once farmed this land, which is now concrete and brick. As I read the names of the businesses, I realized how many of the words that formed their names would have been foreign to my grandfather. In one sense, all words were unfamiliar to him because he was born in 1865, the year the Civil War ended, and grew up in a struggling South. He had to work. There was no time for school. But whether or not he could read or write, the mere sound of these words would have been unknown to his ear. On the end of the street stands the Holiday Inn Express, and a little farther down is Mardi Gras bowling with food, games, and glow bowling at midnight. Next is the Tsunami offering sushi and noodles beside the salon and spa in Taglio 2, followed by Millennium Health and Fitness. The new China restaurant is a couple of doors down from Quest Center for Martial Arts, and on the end, Pizza Armanti. A BP station with a washeroo sits near 54, and on one side of the parking lot, cars line up at a Bank of America ATM. My grandfather died 75 years ago, but if he could return for a visit, our pizza, sushi, glow bowling, spa, washeroo, and ATM would lead him to believe that he was on a different planet. His words would have been hotel and bar, and bowling would have taken place outside and during daylight. He would have associated a bad storm, hot bath, and fitness with plowing and cutting wood. There would be no thought of special places to exercise or even Chinese food, which I doubt he ever tried. My grandmother persuaded Grandpa Joe to sell this land, give up his livelihood, and move to Macaulay Street in Chapel Hill so the children could have far more than the education offered in the one-room school on the farm. He gave up the land in exchange for a broader vocabulary, words for his children, and numbers for his children. It was a tough decision that ultimately produced a line of teachers, executives, a researcher of mathematics, a commercial artist, and on and on. Grandpa Joe died in 1930 in a rented house on the outskirts of Chapel Hill. Now, every day, his great-great-granddaughter passes the location of the old farm on her way to Rashkus Elementary School, where her mother teaches music and where she learns hundreds of words in second grade. Saturday, she sat on her front steps writing poetry about the beauty of nature near the land Grandpa loved and traded for education.